on, Harry. Pass that suitcase.
All right.
Oh, Michael, have you got everything you want?
Yeah.
You'll back up then and I'll start loading up the car.
I'm packing as fast as I can. I'm not a fairy.
What's going on? What are you all doing?
We're leaving for the airport in half an hour, so you better get packed.
Packed?
Get a move on. Go.
Where are we off to?
Spain. It's a better climate than this lousy country.
Spain? I don't want to go to Spain.
Just do as you are told.
For God's sake, stop arguing, Matilda.
But I love my school, Daddy. I don't want to leave my school.
Shut up. We're leaving in 30 minutes. I'm not missing that plane.
When are we coming back?
We aren't. Now beat it. I'm busy.
Oh, no, no.
Just where do you think you're going?
To Miss Honey's. To the Red House. I've got to tell her.
Oh, no, you have not.
I have.
Really? Wretched child. Just you make sure you're back in 20 minutes, young lady. Here, Harry, stuff these socks in that bag.
Oh,
Michael!
God.
Michael! Come down here and help your father!
They've all gone mad, Miss Honey. They're filling their suitcases and they're leaving for Spain in half an hour. Please don't make me go. Don't make me.
Calm down, Matilda. You mean your parents are taking you on a holiday?
No, they're going forever.
What?
Daddy said we're never coming back.
Oh, dear.
I can't go, Miss Honey. I won't leave you. I won't.
I'm not surprised they're having to go.
Why? Why aren't you surprised? Please tell me, please.
Because your father is in with a bunch of crooks. My guess is that he is a receiver of stolen cars from all over the country.
No!
He's in it deep.
You mean the police are after him?
I expect so.
I don't want to go with them. I won't go.
Oh, Matilda, I'm afraid you must.
I want to live here with you.
Oh.
Please let me live here with you.
You can't leave your parents just because you want to. They have a right to take you with them.
But what if they agreed? What if they said yes?
Oh, if they said yes, then that would be heaven.
Do you really mean that?
Of course I mean it.
Come on, Miss Honey. Come with me. Come with me and ask them if I can stay with you.
All right, quick.
Shove that one in the boot, son. Chop, chop, or we'll miss the plane.
Harry! Harry, there's another case in here.
Keep your hair on. I can't be in two places at once. Oh, Matilda! You're back, you little beast.
Daddy! Daddy! I don't want to go with you.
You what?
This is Miss Honey.
Oh.
She says that I can stay with her, but only if you say yes. Please say yes. Please, please say yes.
What's going on?
The child wants to stay with his teacher woman.
I'd love to have Matilda. I look after her, Mr. Wormwood, and I'd pay for everything.
Oh, shut up. You blooming well would. Give me that case, Michael.
It was Matilda's idea. I won't agree to take her without your full and willing consent.
And the other one, the rucksack. Come on, boy, we haven't got all day.
Please, Daddy. Please, Mummy. Let me stay.
Oh, why don't we let her stay if that's what she wants, Harry? There'll be one less to look after.
Hurry up, get in the car.
Come on, Michael, get in.
I've got a plane to catch and I can't waste no more time. If she wants to stay, let her stay. It's fine by me.
Did you hear that, Miss Honey?
I did. It's wonderful.
Oh, Miss Honey, it means I can stay.
You can. It'll be just you and me.
They've gone, and I can stay with you forever.
Forever, Matilda. Forever.
Matilda leapt into Miss Honey's arms and hugged her. And Miss Honey hugged her back. Neither of them said a word as they watched the big black car tearing round the corner at the end of the road and disappearing forever into the distance.